And Nick, would you take roll, please?
Commissioner Knipple?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Mayor Taylor? Excused. Commissioner Bennett?
Present.
Alderman Schmidt?
Present.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order, we have the minutes.
Move approval.
Then moved and seconded. Any comments, additions? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Minutes are approved. Next order. I voted as an alderman. Okay. All right. Item three, public hearings. Storage Master for the property on South Lovers Lane Road. Public hearing for the special use addendum to the self-storage facility. Nick, would you care to read?
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, February 20th, 2014 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Storage Master LLC for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 4225, General Warehousing and Storage, to allow for parking vehicles exceeding 8,000 pounds manufactured gross vehicle weight as an addendum to and in conjunction with the previously granted self-storage facility use special use permit upon property zone B5 Highway Business District, located at 6951 South Lovers Lane Road.
Okay. Public hearing is now open. Does anyone care to speak on behalf of this item relating? Sir, please step up to the microphone and give your name and address.
Vince Trippi, 6910 South Lovers Lane Road. We live across the street, Kitty Corner. I'd like a little more definition on what 8,000 pounds would refer to. Are we talking a mobile home that somebody has as a recreational vehicle, or are we talking a semi-truck type of vehicle?
I'm sorry, applicant, would care to explain that?
Sure.
Step up and give your name and address.
Effectively, what I'm looking to do is be able to allow and park a 14-foot...
You have to give your name and
address. I'm sorry.
Right.
Sorry. Michael Alexander Simic. My address is S110 W20758 South Danoon Road in Muskego, Wisconsin, 53150.
Thank you.
Essentially, Storage Master offers free truck rental for move-ins, and all we're looking to do is allow 14-foot box trucks to be able to come onto the facility and site. These have gross vehicle weighting of 12,000 pounds, so they're slightly bigger than I think the ordinance allows. But I'm asking for variance or permission, if you will. And this is the length of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a delivery box truck you would see on the road most day going and coming from work.
Would they be parked out in front, or is there? I haven't seen your design. Or are they parked in the rear?
We tend to like to keep the trucks behind the gates. That way, nobody can vandalize them, try to steal anything out of them. So they usually get parked in the back.
And this,
I believe that this would be a maximum of three trucks.
That's three trucks in total, correct?
Yes. Thank you.
So it's not a big semi.
State your name and address.
Levi Levandusky, 8030 West Winston Way. If that's what he wants to change these issues here, I would suggest that he would then, or the city would, permit only up to 13,000-pound trucks to give him the leeway to park his truck, but he can't go over that after a while. Because right now, when you read this, vehicles exceeding 8,000-pound manufacturing gross weight, but it didn't have any restrictions. We got to put some restrictions on this thing.
So you would think it should be worded to over 8,000, but not to exceed 13,000 pounds? Is that what you would recommend? Not to exceed
well,
that?
Well, I said if there's got 12,000-pound trucks, give them 13. Let him go up to that, and that'll be the limit.
Mr. Deedle, you have any comments on that?
That is within the realm of what the Plan Commission can recommend. And I see the applicant nodding his head that it's going to work for him as well. I see no problem doing it that way.
So the motion as proposed then could be amended to add not to exceed 13,000 pounds. Do we have anyone else wishing to comment at this time on this issue?
Hello.
Hello.
Robert Radke, 6876 South 109th Street. You'll have to forgive me. I've never been in a forum like this, so I'm not sure exactly how this works, but I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to speak today. I'm disappointed. I did not get a previous chance to attend any of these meetings because I did not receive any of the letters. Not saying they weren't sent down, I just didn't receive them somehow. The only one I received is the one I got last week in regards to the trucks. Although it appears that this project has already been approved, please understand I would like to inform you this time that I do not approve the project whatsoever. If there's any way I can get you to reconsider the approval, or if there's some form or process I can take on, or anyone I'd like to speak to, I'd like to know that if it's available. Like other nearby residents, I have many concerns like noise, potential for crime, proper drainage. I live directly behind the parking lot for the, Sacred Heart Monastery, their offices. Every time it rains, days like today, my backyard turns into a big pond, and it's not fun. I've had my basement flood several times because of it. So another building like this, especially the 40,000 square foot just for the building, I'm concerned that the sponge that Mother Earth would be is going to even be more impacted by not being there. I also have concerns about decreased property value because of the flooding, because of the location, because I'll be in my backyard looking up at this monstrosity of the building with all its lights and now trucks. The site from the backyard, I realize in the plan it called for, there's trees in place currently, and that 70% of the trees are going to remain existing. However, I feel there's two oversights with this. One, it can be subjective. Is there going to be somebody that's going to monitor how many trees are actually cut back and how many remain? Two, if they go over the proposed only 30% of cutting trees, is there something in place to replace those trees to get it back up to 70%? Also, we're overlooking the fact the majority of these trees are deciduous trees, and we all live in the state of Wisconsin, and this last winter has been one of the better ones, but that means 7 to 8 months out of the year, these trees don't have leaves on them. So from backyards of mine and my fellow neighbors along 109th Street, you see this huge building all throughout the winter months. since we are here to review the addendum to add these trucks, I'd like to propose an addendum of my own. Construction of some sort of a berm around the perimeter of the building with evergreen trees that will give us barrier year-round, mature evergreen trees that will help block sights, sounds, noise, dust, etc., that these deciduous trees can't provide in the winter months. Lastly, and my biggest concern is I'm concerned with the type of business we're allowing into our community. I went online, and out of 17 total reviews, I found 10 that are negative. That's almost 60%, and they have two common themes. I'll read, I have many reviews here, but in the interest of time, I'd like to read one that I find sums it up the best. Worst experience I've ever had with a business. They say are the cheapest place. That is before all the hidden costs. The owner of this business is one of the most rude, selfish people you will ever deal with and does not care about his customers at all. How they are still in business is unbelievable. I would never recommend this place, and I will tell everyone I know to stay away.
Where was that comment from?
There's one review I found on Yelp. The rest of them are on Google. The majority of them were on their New Berlin location on Moreland Road. And more, too, if you'd like to hear more.
Well,
I think you get the idea. There's two overall common themes. The first one is fraudulent activity, unauthorized charges, hidden costs, hidden fees. And the second one is just horrible service, overall rudeness, degrading comments made by the owner and manager. And I, too, can attest to be treated poorly by Mr. Simic. I've dealt with him in the past. He's treated me in the same manner. I was initially hesitant when I heard about this project, about this type of business coming in this particular location. But I was open to the idea, mostly because I agree it's going to have a good economic impact on our community on the whole. It would be more aesthetically pleasing as opposed to the vacant building that sits there now. Obviously, an upgrade. But once I learned that Mr. Simic was involved with the project, I'm dead set against it. I know it's a bad idea in my heart. Based upon the way I was treated and upon the way numerous of his own customers have been treated by reviews you can see online, I can only imagine that his trend of offensive and discourteous behavior will continue here in Franklin. I don't believe that this is the type of business or business owner that's a good fit for this community. Although it may be too late to reverse the committee's decision about this project, and seeing that a special accommodation was already made in regards to the zoning to allow this, and now we're looking at more special accommodations for this property, I don't believe we need to extend any more special accommodations. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have the applicant here. I know many of those issues were addressed at the previous. Would you care to address some of his concerns as...
What I can say is we do everything above board and according to the letter of the law. Storage Master has served over 40,000 customers since its existence. Now there could be a dozen people that were unhappy with their experience. I did have to fire one manager as a result of rudeness, so I agree. But I think if you would look at most of those comments, they're several years old. They're not new.
Oh, could you give your name and address?
I'm sorry. Name and address, Michael Alexander Simic, S110W20758, South Dunoon Road, Muskego, Wisconsin, 53150. I'm the owner of Storage Master. Retail experience, moving is a stressful, it's probably besides getting married or divorced, one of the most stressful periods that anybody experiences. And also, it often accompanies either people getting married or divorced, or people going through a life change issue, either downsizing, getting fired. So a lot of our customers have come into a facility with maybe not their complete focus, and they're moving because they have to, not because they necessarily want to. So I would say that we try to treat everybody with the utmost respect. In terms of how we operate our facility, how we manage the facility, it's all done, and we've had very little. We've had no crime, which there was a letter in the initial approval by the New Berlin police saying that we use their services less, that we must take care of our business. So we treat a lot of customers. We try our hardest to do the very best job we can. I can't promise we meet everybody's needs with the full satisfaction, but it's not because people have been charged fraudulent activity. If so, please show me a case where Storage Master has been brought into a court of law and accused of fraudulent activity. What I would say is on the internet, anybody can post anything they want, and they can do it anonymously as well, so you can't even trace the source of comments that are made. But our customer base in a given year is probably 4,000 individuals that we interact with. And most people only complain when they've got a real problem. The other 96%, 98% probably never make a comment, good nor bad. So I would say this is a subsegment. Most of those comments are old. People are entitled to their opinion, but I can give you thousands of recommendations from happy customers that have had a better experience at Storage Master.
And you've been in this business for how many years?
Since 16 years.
16 years, and this is what, the third... storage facility that you're planning
fifth.
To...
And Storage Master actually happens to be the second largest self-storage operator in the state of Wisconsin. second only to public storage.
And I know there was a lot of concern last time, too, as far as relating to the drainage issues and stuff. Can you relate a little bit
sure.
to how you were going to address that?
We work closely with the city engineering department. I think we're able to show and establish that as a result of this project, actually less water would be draining in the opposite direction, so we're not adding to any issues that might be pre-existing. I can't say that the tenants behind don't get water, but I heard, you know, and was as concerned myself, I don't want to add to any issue, but actually as a result of the development, the situation will improve somewhat. In terms of looking at the trucks or the landscaping, there's extensive landscaping on site that would, is according to Franklin's code. The trees are very thick on the property on two sides. We won't cut down more than the 30% that we're allowed to, and probably less, and that's already been demarcated. And we were able to show through a civil engineering study what trees would be removed. Most of them and most of the bigger trees won't be touched. And even right now, if you would go to the other side of the property line and try to look eastward towards Lover's Lane, I think what you'll find is a very, you'll have difficulty seeing Lover's Lane, clearly.
And did you say you were planning to replant some trees at all?
Yes, we are. There's as part of the approved plans, there's a detailed landscaping plan that was included with it. And that includes planting more trees, brushes, shrubs of a certain type, certain size, height, and that's all part of the Franklin Code.
Right, so that would be monitored by the city as far as if you were in violation of that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Does anyone else have any other comments or questions? Okay. Thank you. Does anyone else wish to speak?
Anyone, Lewandowski. Has the Department of Transportation approved this in the DNR? How far along are we with this project?
I don't believe there's any DNR approval required, but Department of Transportation has approved this. Engineering Department has reviewed the drainage and are satisfied. The drainage does go to the south, doesn't go to the north, and they are providing for drainage to the south. There's actually an existing storm sewer that goes through the abutting property to the south and discharges into the state right-of-way. And they're, with their curb and everything else, there's no way water can actually go to the west or to the north.
I had one other question, too, because I know we had also discussed the potential for noise or the hours of operation, because you're going to have an office there to monitor.
Do I need to say my name again?
No.
Michael Alexander Simic, S110W2075, 8 South Canoon Road, Muskego, Wisconsin, 5150. There are two type hours of operation. The office will be manned from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Access hours, where tenants can actually go in and visit their units, will be 7 to 7, 7 days a week.
And you have the property is secured with a fence around it or something?
Fence, cameras, you need a keypad entry. And we would expect 4 to 5 visitors per 12-hour day for every 100 customers. So on average, the facility is going to get 20 to 25 people visiting it on an average day, which is probably the lowest traffic count that you could imagine for any business.
So that's not like there will be a lot of noise from trucks pulling in and out.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Thank you.
My name is Luis Yanciola.
Could you speak up a little closer?
62 South 109th Street.
Pardon, what was your name again, sir?
Libby Cianciola. I've lived in Franklin for 40 years in the same house. And over the years, we've had good people, and we still have good people in Franklin, one city. But I'm disappointed with the outcome of this project. And you have such a large warehouse surrounded by homes with Whitnall Park close by. Are we trying to turn 27, our Highway 100 or 27th Street? What's going on here?
With Highway 100 and...
Well, Highway, it's an, this project that you're approving, it's on Highway 100.
Right.
And I'm saying that this project belongs on 27th Street, where they have a lot of problems. Well, I'm concerned about noise, about the drainage of water. When right now, I'm right behind the monastery building, and my basement fills up with water when we have a rainstorm. And to have this project with a huge warehouse, it just doesn't look good. You know, we have families living all around there.
A lot has been done to help it blend into that area without trying to do anything to infringe on the neighborhood. So I think our applicant has looked pretty diligently into trying to be as least invasive as he can be with this project. So I think that he has. From as far as my recollection is, he has a very good track record as a businessman, and I think he wants to be an asset to the community. So I don't think that he's going to try to, cause problems for your neighborhood.
Yeah, well, that's what he's saying now. But once it's there and it's occupied, he's got a building, and then things change for the worse, and we can do nothing about it.
Thank you. Any further comments? Wishing to speak on this? Yes.
I just have a question for staff. But letters were sent out to the neighbors?
Yes. It should have been the same neighbors the first time as this time. Both of them are public hearing. Both require notice to all property owners within 500 feet. I believe staff did that.
Anyone else wishing to speak on this subject? Otherwise, I'm going to call this public hearing to a close. I believe at this point we have the motion.
Yes, staff is recommending approval, so that's what the motion reflects. If you wish to change anything, you would have to add that to the motion.
Okay.
And then the Common Council gets the final determination.
Right, this would be a recommendation to the Common Council.
Yes.
So we have a motion to recommend approval of an addendum to self-storage facility use special use permit to allow for parking vehicles exceeding 8,000 pounds manufactured gross vehicle weight and not to exceed 13,000 pounds. I believe that would be the motion. Does anyone care to make the motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
There was a comment made earlier that seemed to think there was a limit on the number of vehicles.
Right.
I believe their original application said how many they were going to have, so that was the plans that are adopted. He has to follow what's in those plans. If those plans set a number of trucks, which I believe they do, but I don't remember what the number was, he has to
abide
by that. So we don't have to mention the number of trucks unless... the plan commission wishes to change it to a different number than what was in his plans.
Well, unless it can be established, there's nothing in the addendum. So unless it can be established that there is something that's already binding, I would suggest that we put something in the addendum.
Okay. All right.
So if you want to limit it to a certain number, then that should be added to the addendum. Also, the addendum, as it's worded, has the exceeding 8,000 pounds. I guess I'd like to know how specifically are we revising the addendum before we vote on it.
That the gross weight would have to be, let's see.
I would propose that the addendum be revised to state, addendum to self-storage facility use special use permit to allow for parking not more than 3 vehicles, not exceeding 13,000 pounds manufacturer's gross vehicle weight.
Okay. Then do you wish to withdraw the original motion?
I approve that change.
Okay.
Second.
Fred approves with the second. Okay, then we have an amended motion by Commissioner Ritter. And that's been seconded? Okay. All right. On the amended motion by Commissioner Ritter, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
No.
So we have, is it one or two no's? Two no's. So let's take a roll call on this. Commissioner Nipple?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
No.
Alderman Schmidt, aye. Commissioner Fowler?
Aye.
Mr. Bennett?
No.
So we have four ayes, two noes. So the motion carries.
That's the amended.
As amended. All right, item B.
A recommendation to the council,
right.
so council will take that up at the next meeting.
Right. This is strictly a recommendation. It is not final vote yet, so it will be brought before the Common Council for review and a final vote. Item B, we have a request for a release of an open space buffer easement construction or placement of building restriction to allow for the construction of a deck. There's no hearing on this, is there?
No. No hearing is required.
Does the tenant or the applicant wish to speak? Step up to the microphone.
Good evening, everyone.
Make sure you close up and give your name and address, please.
Name is Anant Nachekar. I stay in 9200 South 48th Street. This is Franklin. Sorry, I was thinking this is my picture, but it's not really.
Do we have the picture of the property?
Yes. So that's my house, actually, and all I'm trying to do is I'm trying to set up a deck, which is a 10 by 19 feet. And which will have obviously some steps. Now, a couple of key things I wanted to highlight is I have a 50 feet open buffer easement which goes from the back line, which is at the end of the house, right? And my the deck that I want to build is basically I want to have it like a 10 feet deep and a 19 feet wide with the stairs at the back. I went to MLG, which is basically the developer of this area, and they recommended that I cannot have the stairs on one side, but I should have the stairs at the back of the deck, the back of the house. So if I do that, my deck with the stairs will actually have a 6 feet variance into the buffer zone. And the buffer zone basically says a couple of things. It says, hey, you should not restrict continuity for the other neighbors, as well as your neighbor should be good with it. I have got an email, and it should be in your decks, from my neighbor saying, yes, my neighbor approves that. In fact, this couple of neighbors that I talked to, they said this will actually add to the property value, to the property value of all the other, all the subdivision. My immediate neighbor, in fact, wants to actually create a deck. Today he has a deck, but it does not have any staircase and things like that. The staircase is something I need so that my deck is coming on the first floor, and I'm looking at it as more as a safety safety thing so that I can have my family. We have like a large family. I have my in-laws and things like that with me, old people and kids. So the stairs would help us in case of any event or any fire and things like that. Right? So I definitely need stairs, and I need a decent enough deck which adds to the property. So that's the reason I'm asking for a variance. The variance I'm asking is only for 6 feet, which will obviously go in the air. So it will go in the back of the house. It's a variance of 6 feet. Any questions?
Does any commissioner have a question?
You started out with a comment from MLG that indicated you, and I wasn't clear, is there some reason why you can't? Were they just saying you discouraging a staircase on the side? Or is there some reason why, I mean, is there some subdivision development agreement or something that prohibits a staircase on the side? Or what was the factor in saying why there couldn't or shouldn't be a staircase on the side?
So my understanding is it just doesn't look good. That's how.
So it's purely an aesthetic thing.
It's purely aesthetic thing. Because it will go onto one side, and since it's a corner lot, right, it will actually be very visible if you come and look at it from the front. So it seems it's not aesthetically looking, pleasing looking. That's the reason they want it at the back. They actually said, I submitted the initial drawing to them with the staircase on the side. My initial idea was I will have a cantilever deck with 8 feet, which is what is recommended, and 2 feet in the air. Right? So I had planned for that, and with the staircase on the side. And they said, no, we cannot accept that. And that's the reason I just bought the stairs at the back. Now it's actually at the back of the 10 feet.
Any problem with any city code or regulation regarding the staircase on site?
No.
So this is basically just MLG is saying,
okay. I agree. If you look at the picture, right? If you look at the picture, it looks aesthetically much more pleasing to see it on the back. It definitely looks better. From a look perspective, it looks better.
Anyone else? Commissioner Haley.
I guess I would just make the comment that you do have some alternatives here. There are different ways of designing this deck, narrowing it as staff suggested. It could be longer. The staircase could actually turn and run parallel to the house. I can think of 5 or 6 different variations that you could do and still get a deck of this size or larger without the encroachment. And I can't support it because the encroachment is there for a reason. It was very clear when you purchased the land that this was there. You have an alternative. It's sort of a self-imposed hardship. And for that reason, as much as I think you should build your deck, I would look at redesigning it so that it doesn't create the encroachment.
Right. So thank you for the suggestion. So whatever design we changed out, right, when I went back to MLG, I think they suggested having the staircase at the back. So one thing was very sure, they wanted the staircase at the back. On the other hand, like you suggested, right, I could probably do 8 and then increase the width. I want to actually create a patio on one side. So if you look at the back of my house, I'm pulling in the deck on one side, right, from the gate, and the patio on the other side. So if you look at it from symmetrical perspective, it actually goes on one side, the deck goes on one side, and the patio goes on the other. So it's symmetrically balanced. Right. And coming from a mechanical engineering background, I did all the measurements and I did all the variants. I even thought about putting a spiral staircase, right? But I have kids, 3-year-old kid. It's not good for them. So this seems to be, if you look at my deck, the staircase also has a stop. And it actually has a platform, because I wanted it to have a platform so that kids, old people, if they want to stop when they're climbing up or going down, it actually gives them the leeway there. Right. So I agree, there are variations, but this seems to be the best with the kind of things I was given.
I would just encourage you to look at alternate solutions. Your patio, the deck, there are many ways that this can be designed to fit within the setback.
Thank you. Staff, have any comment on this? I know you've moved not to allow it.
Correct.
The resolution is in the packet if you wish to recommend approval. Again, the council would have the final say on this, but staff is recommending no.
Not to
grant the release of the buffer.
Mr. Haley.
I'd make a motion that we recommend denial of this to the council.
First, we have to close the public hearing.
We don't have
there
a public hearing.
No public hearing.
Oh, that's right. This isn't a hearing. Okay.
Second.
So, the motion has been made by Commissioner Haley and was seconded by Commissioner Fowler. That was to deny the...
To recommend denial to the council.
Okay.
Does this have to go back to council? Staff?
Yes.
does have to go back to. Yes, Commissioner Fowler.
Joel, if you look at this site, has there been an attempt to work with the applicant to come up with a better deck design, or is this just the initial attempt to come in, or have you been trying to talk about?
No, I believe there's been a number of emails and phone calls between Nick and the applicant extending late last year. I don't think we've gone into any technical details other than, like, the comments that Commissioner Haley made.
And I'd also like to make the comment that I think the deck's a great idea. I have some of the same easement problems in my backyard, and I'm going to agree with Commissioner Haley. We have these buffers all over. We have these easements all over the city, and we've been asked to allow encroachments into the easements, and this seems like a minor encroachment. I would say it's probably a minor encroachment. However, every time we give an encroachment, that encourages someone else to ask for a bigger encroachment or a different encroachment. And I would encourage you to work with Nick and staff. They've been excellent. Our staff here at the city is second to none, and I think they could work with you to help you and work with the MLG to maybe put the staircase on the side if that would work for you. I think you should get the use of the deck that you want, but we just can't allow you to go into the setback area. We've done it too many times, and we can't continue to do this.
Okay. Yes.
I would concur with Commissioner Haley and Commissioner Fowler. Actually, I'm more concerned about, and this maybe isn't something that the Planning Commission should be getting into, I don't know, but I'm frankly more concerned about the role of MLG in prohibiting this. It sounds like the applicant had an idea of what they wanted to do. Now they're here trying to get some sort of easement or release of easement from the city because the MLG is telling them they can't do what they want to do on their own property.
They have an architectural view.
Did they? Okay, so it's part of the subdivision. Okay,
all right. Part of the subdivision.
Okay.
But MLG did create the easement.
Yeah.
Yes, Commissioner Fowler.
But architectural review, is that have the force of denial of what a property owner would like to do? Do they have that right?
Okay. Yes. And it's not a city would not be involved in that matter. It's entirely between the developer until they pass it to the homeowners association. Then it'll be the homeowners association and the property owner. It's a matter entirely between them for those standards that they have in their development agreement with those property owners.
Okay.
And that's one of the things I'm worried about, because even my neighbor, they have a deck, but they cannot build a staircase. And I don't want to build a deck without a staircase. So if that is not accepted, I'm not going to build it. And it does not make sense. I want a staircase. If they have a right of rejecting that, I cannot put it in the site, then it doesn't make sense for me. I might not build a deck.
Mr. Bennett, did you have a comment?
I guess I would go along with staff.
All right, well, we have a motion on the floor here.
Call a question.
Motion has been called a question on the motion made by Commissioner Haley. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
This is the motion to call the question, right? The vote is, we're voting on
oh,
the
that's
motion
right.
to call the question.
Okay.
Yes, then I vote aye.
Okay. On the main motion to deny the applicant.
To recommend denial.
Recommend denial of the construction of that of the deck within the 50-foot ordinance space buffer.
No, we're recommending denial of the release of the easement. We're not recommending denial of constructing a deck.
Correct. Okay. On that main motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. All right. Okay, item C, Home Sale Realty. Seeking a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for a real estate sales office, and this would be in the Orchard View. There would be a motion to approve the resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for a real estate sales office. Anyone care to make that motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any comments?
Staff has no issues with this?
We're recommending approval.
It's been approved. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Moving on to item D, development. The Department of City Development Annual Report. Mr. Deedle, do you have any highlights for us? Sir?
Only a few. Most of the information is already in there. I was only going to point out that the construction value, it's, take those numbers with some caution. It's not always adding apples to apples, these numbers that we have, particularly...
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing about that.
Particularly comparing the total development cost to the construction cost, those are totally different numbers. So the numbers that we individually mention in the report are the numbers the applicant gave us, and sometimes includes everything involved with that project. Sometimes it picks and chooses what that includes. The total number that we're giving is the construction value of all the projects that the planning department had any role in reviewing. So again, that construction value is not the total construction value of all development in the city, just that development that the planning department had some role in. And then I wanted to mention that that number is the highest it's been in the last 5 years. So hopefully that's a sign that things are getting better. More specifically, the number of individual projects that we review, they normally vary from year to year. There has been a trend that they've been growing over time. That trend continues. It's the second highest total number of projects we've reviewed over the last 5 years. But most of those projects that the numbers are more than previous years, this time tended to be the smallest types of projects that we look at. The larger types of special uses, the site plans, are either similar to previous years or slightly less than similar years. So that's a mixed message. But again, the construction value is a good indication that it seems like things are getting better. We're keeping busy, that's for sure. The other thing I wanted to note is, in addition to the zoning type stuff that the majority of this report is about, the last page or two is planning-related topics, and we continue to do planning-related projects as well, you know, assisting boards and commissions. And a couple of things that were significant last year were we provided a lot of assistance on the expansion of District Number 3. We provided a lot of assistance on the update to the park impact fee, and we provided a lot of assistance to the CDA in their discussions about potential future business parks. So other than that, everything else is in the report unless you had questions. We will forward this to the Common Council as well. No action is required. But if you have any questions, and then we'll put this on the city website after the Common Council sees it.
Mr. Bennett.
Yeah, I think one of the interesting parts of this report is there's only been one subdivision platted since 2008, and that subdivision has not been built. So I think we could say that there really has been no new subdivisions built since 2008, since the recession started. We are kind of running out of lots, but there's, and I don't know, I haven't heard too much from engineering.
I've asked the GIS guys to put a map together for me, and they said they would when they can fit it in between the stuff that they have to do, so I haven't seen it yet.
So anyway, it's kind of interesting, which helps our
70-30,
because we're just not creating any more lots. Now, there's lots out there that have been built on, and I think we had a glutton of lots in 2008, and that's probably one of the reasons some of the developers overextended themselves and had a lot of lots. But you know, we're running low of lots, and if we don't start getting some lots, either the price of lots are going to go up or people are going to go elsewhere to build.
Mr. Fowler.
Yeah, on Rawson Avenue, there's that, what was it called, Fountains of Franklin?
Yep.
I didn't see anything in here about that. Was there any movement? I saw a dentist's office moved into one of the buildings there.
Or didn't move in.
A proposal to move in. Do we have any news about that development?
The property, there's a new property owner. A couple months ago, maybe half a year ago. They are working on a plan to develop a portion of that site, probably one building, although they did a concept review in front of the Common Council, and the Common Council generally was supportive. They're probably only going to build one building, but they will have some preliminary plans for even a second building. Multi-tenant users, hopefully, they're hoping to be doctors, dentists, those kinds of tenants. And we have received a few phone calls within the last couple weeks from a consultant working on that plan, but they're moving slow.
Is initially that is being developed by a backer of a dentist that's planning to build there,
one
and
the
there'll be additional professional offices would be
for him
added on to that dentist office.
Was so that in keeping with the original plan that was going to be in that site? I thought that site had some special. It's going to be more of a special plan.
It'll be very similar to what was approved before. They want to keep the same number of buildings, the location of the buildings. They're making substantive changes to the architecture. They may be tweaking some other things. But they want to stay as close to the original plan as possible. The tenant mix will probably be a big difference. And so this first building, they're probably going to tear down that existing building. They were hoping to use it, but they're not going to be able to. So they are going to tear that building down and replace it with a building very similar to what was originally approved. We have already indicated to them that at a minimum, that's going to be a site plan. It will be coming back to the Plan Commission.
Yeah, I would think at this point, certainly anything that's been approved on that in the past, those approvals have lapsed because of no activity. Yep. And so anything that would be done would have to come back for another approval.
Yep. There's a few outstanding or a few issues that are permanent, like the CSM and things like that. But most of the substantive stuff will have to come back.
They've not indicated any timeline yet as to when they would want to.
They wanted to move as quickly as possible,
that
of course.
That was an indication I got last
been,
summer.
A month or two, maybe more, since their concept review. But I'm convinced when they submit it, they're going to want it in front of the Plan Commission as quickly as possible.
Any other comments or observations? Yes, Mr. Healy.
I guess I would just take the opportunity to thank staff. Obviously, they're putting a lot of effort into it. You guys do a great job of delving into the issues in front of you, providing good commentary and recommendations to us, and I certainly appreciate all the effort.
Hear, hear. I second that.
Yes.
And I would absolutely agree with that also.
Yeah. I think it's a unanimous agreement here that we appreciate all the work that you put into this, putting this together for this year, and as you did
we,
in the past.
Why don't we make a motion so we get something in the minutes?
Yes.
So okay. I would.
All right.
Randy, you started it, but or whoever. No, I was the one. Mr. Haley was the one to comment. Maybe make a motion that would
commend
A motion to the Common Council recommending, commending staff for their effort and expertise.
And if I could add due diligence to the task at hand.
Yep.
Okay. Did you get that, staff?
Did you due diligence?
No embellishments now.
I'm in stunt. I'm just in stunt. That's all.
And I'll second that.
That was seconded by Commissioner Ritter.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, carries unanimously. Congratulations on a job
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Keep it up.
And final item, we have a report on the complete streets and connectivity. Commissioner Haley, at all? Anything
we
to
We had no meeting, so there would be no update other than the report we gave the last planning commission. Except I would ask... there was, I think we still have the idea of the impact fees that's out there, and perhaps a joint meeting of the Planning Commission and the Connectivity Committee to hear the report that was made on the impact fees, so we could get back the information on how they can be used, how they can be spent, what they can be spent on. I believe that report is completed, or at least I thought it was, but we were just looking to get information on that. If it is done, we'd like to have a joint meeting. The Planning Commission and our committee at some point. Does that make sense to whoever?
My impression is that what the Parks Commission has been doing some impact fee work. Is that what we're talking about here, or what?
The city is updating all its park impact fees.
Yeah.
Hire a consultant, Rueckert & Mielke, to do it. I believe they're mostly done. It may be some technical corrections that Jesse and or Mark are asking for. That was a couple weeks ago that I heard that. So I don't know what the current status is. The park impact fee portion came up. There was a desire on behalf of the Common Council, I believe, to update that portion first. And we brought that to the Common Council, and they did recommend adoption of the revised park impact fees that was part of this comprehensive study. And actually that, and part of it could have been is because the council was getting updates and was hearing that that park impact fee was able to be reduced. So I suspect that might have been part of the reason why the council was supportive of bringing that part forward right away, because it was going to be a reduction. So then that part was completed first, and the Common Council did approve it. So the park impact fees are slightly reduced now than what they previously were.
So what's the status of the report then? Is it completed and has been presented to the Common Council?
I believe a draft is completed, and there were some technical revisions that Jesse or Mark were asking for, and they were almost done as of a couple weeks ago. Right now, I don't know what the status is.
Okay. Is that going to be presented to the Parks Commission or the Common Council or to whom?
The Common Council for sure. I don't know if it was going to go to anywhere else.
Okay. Would the plan commissioners be notified other than just, you know, seeing the agendas put on the website? But I think it would be useful if the plan commissions were notified when that's going to, presentation's going to be made. Has it become routine now that Common Council agendas are posted for quorum of the Planning Commission to attend, or does that have to be done?
I think that still has to be done yet.
It seems to be pretty routine, but I don't know whether that's simply because of the items are on the agenda or it's been, the practice has been changed.
The Radke? The Radke statement?
Badke notice. Yeah, it seems to be about every agenda I've seen recently has Plan Commission, Economic Development.
Can't attend.
Yeah.
In a corner.
So, certainly if it hasn't become routine, then whenever that Park Commission or that impact fee report is going to be presented, that one should be posted that way. But I almost want to say that, every agenda I've seen recently seems to have that added to it. So, and if that's so, then I would certainly, it's a change that I've encouraged for a long time. So,
yeah, it was my understanding in that, I'm sorry, Randy, if you finished. It was my understanding in that report was going to be some discussion of how the impact fees could be used, when they could be used, because there always been some confusion about where and when they could have been used. And I think that was also, I thought, one of the drivers behind doing that report.
At least for the Parks Commission, yes. They clarified some of the stuff that was in the park plan, because the impact fees for the parks is related to the park plan, and they clarified some stuff in that portion. The rest of it, I'm not sure. They didn't ask for any assistance from the planning department in the rest of that impact fee study, only the park plan portion.
Move we adjourn.
Commissioner Nichol.
Just a quick comment. I've talked to Joel before. If we don't use those impact fees, some of them are going to have to be returned.
Yeah.
And then when we want to build something, the taxpayers will have to foot the bill. So if we can do anything to encourage the use of those fees.
And that was the whole thing, was to find out what we could use them for, because we were told at one point trails couldn't be used unless they were associated with a park. And there was some discussion that might not be accurate, that we might be able to use to build trails.
Hopefully
in and of themselves, without having to be connected to a park. But
hopefully we will be enlightened.
We'll find out what this is all about.
I think there's one thing on that's before the council, and that's Pleasant View Park. Mm-hmm. A trail through Pleasant View Park, street serving Pleasant View Park, the grading of Pleasant View Park. And it's going to be up to council on timing and everything else, but that's the one thing that's before them.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I can beat me to it. All those in favor of the motion to adjourn?
Aye. Aye. That idea.
I opposed. Unanimous.
I came up with that.